There's a time and a place for a fillet of fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Good evening. Tonight on the show, I begin with a conversation about the American economy and indications in many parts of the moving story that the jobs market remains strong. At the same time, there is a slowdown, a palpable slowdown across a wide, wide landscape. I speak with Liz Peek, who comments from New York's point of view. I had conversations with my colleague Gene Marks recently, traveling to North Carolina, to Texas, to Florida, to Rhode Island. Bankers and makers of bending metal, engineering firms, fastener firms, paper products firms, all indicating their order books for early 24 are weakening, or tepid, not excited. There is a slowdown, except in one area where the government is spending money. Liz Peek commented that that follows the $2 trillion or so that the Biden administration has poured into the economy. A source of inflation goes the explanation. I also speak with Liz about the American people's opinion of more aid to Ukraine. CNN poll indicating 55% of the respondents answered no more aid, striking that Mr. Biden has not yet made his case to the American people with a 9 o'clock speech from the Oval Office or with a joint session of Congress. Perhaps that's in the immediate future. I also speak with Judy Dempsey in Berlin about the dissent, the doubts, the hesitations, the reluctance in Europe about continuing the Ukraine war, with notably in Hungary, but that's well established now in a small country, part of the old Czechoslovakia. This is Slovakia. A new election brings into authority the prime ministership from a man named Fico. And he is on record as saying that he's pro-Russian and doesn't believe the Ukrainian war is part of his business as prime minister of his country. This joining with how Europe hears the dissent in the U.S. Congress. Later on, I speak with Mary Kissel about the summitry. Summitry in the 20th century was the United States meeting with Moscow over nuclear weapons, over missiles. Summitry in the 21st century looks very different because we have a tripolar world of three peers with nuclear weapons. So first, Putin will go to Beijing to meet with Xi, and second, she will go to San Francisco for the APEC meeting to meet with Biden. That's the plan. What do we expect from that? Mary Kissel responds, not much. However, there are details. We also speak of Congress's balking at more Ukraine aid. Again, Mary states that what is needed is an address by the president to lay out what's the point. Why are we there in Ukraine supporting Ukraine against Russia? How does it involve America? How does it involve the future? There is a case to be made. The president's not making it to the public, hence the polling. Also, I speak with Joe Sternberg in London about the future of green in Europe. Rishi Sunak, the prime minister of Great Britain, is holding back. He's made a speech saying our green goals are unrealistic. The net zero we promised in Glasgow several years ago is not easily attainable given our other struggles, and we're no longer going to mandate this, this, and this. One of the things not being mandated is EV cars. It's pointed out by Joe Sternberg that Europe, a very successful exporter of vehicles, fossil fuel vehicles, is vulnerable to the fact that it's going to be buying EVs, mandated EVs, from China, not from Europe. And so not only is it destroying a very high percentage part of its income by doing away or going along with doing away with fossil fuel vehicles, putting people out of work, it's then going to be buying or mandated to buy or forced to buy or obliged to buy cars it doesn't want from China, the people who took the jobs from Europe, especially from Germany. Then a conversation with the ambassador from Azerbaijan to the United Kingdom, Elin Suleimanov, who's in Baku, the capital of Azerbaijan. reiterating what is obvious, the Armenian evacuation of Nagorno-Karabakh in these last days is unnecessary. It's meritless. There's no threat to the 100,000 people said to be living there. Azerbaijan is offering resources and development in addition to bringing along the people who were displaced by the Armenian invasion 30 years ago, who have been living in as displaced persons in Azerbaijan in camps and gatherings. They want back in their homes. And the ambassador makes the point, we can all live together as the French and the Germans learned to live together after decades of conflict, as the English and the French learned to live together after centuries of conflict. And then a lengthy conversation with Benim Bentalibu of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, where we are in the suspect nuclear weapons program in Iran, and especially where we are in the missile program, the missile proliferation that Iran has developed. Many missiles. And the question of, is Iran helping Russia build drone factories? Is Iran helping Russia build drone factories? Unknown. However, the sanctions regime on Iran for its missile program, some of it lifts in the middle of October unless it's extended. And then Gregory Copley, my colleague, is traveling in Europe, but I spoke with him about the summitry, the tripolar summitry, and what we can expect from Xi Jinping. Gregory makes the point that Russia is increasingly in a strong position because of that Armenian surrender in Nagorno-Karabakh. It opens up the north-south highway that Russia's always sought from St. Petersburg all the way to the Indian Ocean, passing through Azerbaijan. Also, Russia's in a position to sell its food and its energy to China that doesn't have an easy access to food. The food market in China is constrained by bad water and poor agricultural practices for centuries. It's also China's also in need of energy, and Russia has lots of energy to sell. And then a conversation with Budapest, Victoria Herzeg of the Geopolitical Futures, about the doubts about the PLA, the People's Liberation Army's loyalty to Xi Jinping and the Chinese Communist Party leadership, removing leadership in the rocket forces, not only the top two, but also the eight generals, brings into question the premier force for the PRC has now been obliged to surrender its leadership. Why? What's happened? Not only that, but the defense minister has not been seen in public for more than a month. What does this mean for Xi Jinping's position? And finally, a conversation with Doug Messier and David Livingston about the Mars sample return mission that NASA's proposing. Very expensive. Very unlikely at this point, according to an analysis. And therefore, the pieces of Mars that Perseverance is depositing for pickup will wait, perhaps for Starship to arrive with a robot to bring them back to Earth. There's more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Good night.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never-tested-on-animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.